Welcome to our listeners. I'm Charles Biblazer, managing editor of The Media Line. I'm joined today by Dr. Vehbi Baysan, a lecturer at Ibn Haldun University in Istanbul. The subject matter today is Turkish President Erdogan's apparent snub of White House National Security Advisor John Bolton and subsequent parliamentary speech in which he essentially panned U.S. President Donald Trump's Syria policy. First off, do you think, Dr. Baysan, that Erdogan's speech will have a negative impact on relations between Ankara and Washington?
I think it was the 16 December or 19 December, the phone call between President Erdogan and President Trump, and the subsequent decision and announcement that U.S. troops will be withdrawn from northern Syria, and to be precise, north. Eastern part of Syria. So the Bolton talk or announcements or words came as a shock, it seems, and really created in a way like an unpleasant climate in Ankara, because this was kind of reversing what Trump clearly said about withdrawal.
So do you believe that President Erdogan is serious about following through on the threat to launch a large-scale military campaign targeting the U.S.-backed Kurdish YPG forces, which Ankara views as a terror organization, even at the risk of drawing the ire of Washington?
Well, I think there's kind of misunderstanding between the two countries. I think U.S., let's say that probably doesn't see Turkey's point on these armed groups, but happens to be Kurdish, because Turkey, since the early 1980s, paid a heavy price in fight against terror, and this happens to be PKK, which is also recognized as a terror organization. And Turkey says that PYD, the Kurdish groups in north and northeastern part of Syria, have close links with this PKK. And despite that, U.S. still cooperating with them. And also in Bolton's words, they are allies, our Kurdish allies. So he always emphasized that. So that really infuriated Ankara. Because in the end of the day, once U.S. one day will withdraw after defeating ISIS, that you know, all these groups would be left with, as I said, guns and all sorts of weapons. So Turkey seems determined launching this operation, and which is supposed to have taken place earlier, but after the withdrawal decision, they announced the delay. However, despite that, the military buildup at the Turkish-Syrian border continues, and new commanders appointed in the region. So it seems Turkey is feeling that they have to do this and kind of to avoid this threat to their national security.
That's Dr. Vehbi Baysan, a lecturer at Ibn Haldun University in Istanbul. My next question to you is, given that Erdogan is seemingly intent on launching the campaign in northern Syria, what kind of potential ramifications could that have on future cooperation between Ankara and the Trump administration?
Well, actually, there got to be. Let's put it that way, because both sides are very careful not to go into any type of confrontation in the region. But Turkey expects U.S. to understand their point. So I think that's where the critical issue they need to tackle. That for U.S., I think, they clearly see Kurdish forces as a very useful group of people in a fight against ISIS. So Turkey sees them actually, as I said, threat to national security. So I think somewhere they have to meet, and they have a point. Turkey got a point, and the war on ISIS or the terror has to be conducted. So, but it seems U.S. kind of really avoiding understanding Turkey's point, and because Turkey has also past experience, right? Yes, against PKK terror, it's like 45,000 people got killed, etc. So I think they have to understand each other better. That seems at the moment it's not happening.
And finally, Dr. Baizan, how much public support does Erdogan have in Turkey for such a potential military campaign against the Kurds?
Indeed. Turkish public supports that. And Turkish public also well aware that Turkish forces will not be going into Syrian territory to grasp a land or to occupy any part of Syria. But this is to basically dispose this serious armed threat will possibly come in the near future from that part. And certainly, public do not want to see armed Kurdish groups in northern part of Syria having an alliance with PKK, which actually they seem kind of losing kind of ground in northern Iraq, and Turkey really pushing for it. So they don't want them back to make a comeback, and their children will be killed, and you know, and their troops will be killed. So yes, from that perspective, Turkey's operation would be in Turkish public eye a necessity, something that they wouldn't desire to see, but they see it as a necessity.
Dr. Vehbi Baysan, a lecturer at Ibn Haldun University in Istanbul, thank you very, very much for being with me today. I'm Charles Biblezer for The Media Line.